Science and technology.
Ancient animal behaviour. Jurassic lark. How the pterosaur caught its supper.
Paleoethology, working out how long extinct animals behaved, is a subject whose practitioners can never definitively be proved right. But that does not stop them trying. The latest effort, to be presented later this month to the International Symposium on Pterosaurs in Rio de Janeiro, is an attempt by Michael Habib of the University of Southern California in Los Angeles and Mark Witten at the University of Portsmouth in Britain to work out how one of the most peculiar of the flying reptiles of the Jurassic earned its living. Anuragnathus and its relatives have been known for 90 years. They were the size of swifts, and until now it had been thought that, like swifts, they chased around the sky after insects, a technique known as hawking. Dr. Habib and Dr. Witten believe this is wrong. They suspect instead that Anuragnathus sat in wait for its prey and then sallied forth to intercept it like a surface-to-air missile. They came to this conclusion by comparing Anuragnathus with 36 birds and 20 bats from the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. Using a mix of computerized tomography and mundane measurements with calipers, they assessed the lengths, widths, thicknesses, densities and bending potential of the bones of the modern animals and compared them with those gleaned from Anuragnathus fossils. Anuragnathus's mouth, they found, was similar to the mouths of nightjars, which also sally after prey, though they do hawk as well. Moreover, the pterosaur's legs and wings were stronger than those of any comparable bird or bat, reinforcing the idea that they could leap rapidly into the air. Their conclusion was that Anuragnathus did indeed feed by sallying, and probably more effectively than any living creature.